Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad weakness in Asia overnight, while European equities are mostly higher after moving off earlier lows. Bonds are firmer, with US 10-year yields 2 basis points lower at 4.24%. The dollar is little changed, while the Aussie is weaker across the board following the Reserve Bank of Australia decision. Oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are lower. The extent of dovish rate repricing over recent weeks is fueling concern that markets are too optimistic about how far rates will be cut in 2024. Strategists argue that the amount of rate cuts being priced in is more consistent with a hard landing scenario and equities nearing overbought levels following a historic November rally driven in large part by the dovish rate outlook. In central bank developments, the European Central Bank's Schnabel confirmed that the bank can take rate hikes off the table, but warned against guiding for steady rates through mid-2024. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of Australia left its cash rate unchanged as expected. There were no significant changes in the policy statement, with the bank conditioning further tightening on upcoming data and an assessment of risks. In macro developments, French industrial production missed. Industry data showed UK retail sales were weaker in the run-up to the holiday trading period. And a Citi YouGov survey showed that UK public inflation expectations are still on the higher side in a challenge to Bank of England policy. In Asia overnight, Tokyo core inflation eased amid a noticeable slowdown in goods inflation. However, services inflation rose to its highest level since 1994. China Caixin Services PMI rose by more than forecast amid a jump in activity and new work. Cooler than expected South Korean inflation is seen easing pressure on the Bank of Korea after it tempered its hawkish bias last week. And Australia's current account unexpectedly fell into deficit, with net exports to have a bigger drag on GDP. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook Index, JOLTS job openings, ISM non-manufacturing PMI, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, AutoZone and JM Smucker. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that Johnson & Johnson is seeking to resolve lawsuits concerning asbestos in baby powder, with the company actively looking to settle about 100 cases to prevent it from going through jury trials scheduled for next year. And according to media reports, CVS Health will revise its prescription drug pricing formula, with the company's new model to see pharmacies get reimbursed based on how much CVS pays for drugs, adding in a small markup and a fee. Asian equities slid on Tuesday, with the Hang Seng the worst performer among the major regional benchmarks, dropping to a new 13-month low, with property and tech as notable decliners. In regional news, Bloomberg previewed the Central Economic Work Conference set to commence this month, with China seen targeting an ambitious 2024 growth target of about 5%. And Moody's cut the outlook for Chinese sovereign bonds to negative, underscoring concerns about China's debt levels. European equities are mostly higher in early trade. In European news, the IFO survey of German retailers showed that the situation has somewhat improved. However, demand remains a challenge, even in a period where sales are likely to be strong. As a result, retailers are not anticipating any surprises over the holiday trading period, and expectations for the coming months remain pessimistic. And an ECB October consumer expectation survey revealed that uncertainty about inflation expectations over the next 12 months remains unchanged. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.